Welcome to the classroom of the Living Ascension.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Woo! Ha ha! Yes, we are. One breath at a time. And here we are, child 11 of the E-2012. Who would have thunk it already? And how appropriate that everything is just keeps unfolding. And often very unique ways and spontaneous, combustible ways. And actually, as many of you know, I live in Fort Collins. And of course, we had forest fires that started there. And as it happened, I had left Saturday afternoon, right after a Keyhawk meeting, to go to Arizona, to Sedona, when the fire really blew up. And I just want to thank all the friends and everyone's really loving attention. And it has been a transformative event for all. And I think we can just feel the attention and the love that the whole world has given us in the change that has taken place. And Jeffrey's going to talk more about the fires later on. You know, it seems like, you know, June has almost been one of those months that you can't really put words around. But not only here in Colorado, but all over the world. Some places are having, you know, extremes of cold and extreme moisture and blah, blah, blah. So definitely, you know, big change that we're helping to move and transform. And actually, one of the things that came to light, we just had our Independence Day this past Wednesday. And think about it, it was, you know, just 236 years ago that this country was formed. A blink in an eye. Nothing. But look how far we've come in such a short period of time. And imagine this, if you will, Chambra. If you were alive there at that time, and of course many of us were, many of us, absolutely. But let's say all of a sudden you woke up one day and you're here with us on July 7th, it's going to feel a little bit strange. I mean, you see these cars racing down the highway and people on cell phones, and it would be easy, my sense is it would be easier for them to connect with going back to Greece and Rome, those ancient times, than this current time that we're in. And that's just on the physical plane. On the consciousness plane, it's even, for me, it's even far, far beyond that. So let's breathe that in and thank ourselves for really being the pioneers of this consciousness. And really breathe it in deeply and to own that magnificence that we are. Truly, human and divine together walking on earth at this time. And let me invite all of us as we breathe to feel and to really be in our point of presence in this now moment. Not worried about yesterday or tomorrow, but just here now. And to sense and to feel. And let me invite all of us just to continue breathing throughout the day. And right now we have a very unique and special thing. It's called a diorama. This was created by a fourth grader in her art class. And then her dad, Tim Barner, did some magic and added some artwork and some animation. And then added some music. And the music is Admiral Bob. Ooh, yeah. So if you would, John, we'll enjoy our diorama and the lights. Isabel, let's give it to her. Another one. Come on. And to her dad, Tim, for putting it together. Yes. And Admiral Bob. Yeah. And Tim's a chambre. And then Jean did her magic and put the words to it. So isn't that a sweet, sweet thing? It's really, it's magic. It is. It took one creation and it just kept adding to it and expanding and getting better and better. And actually, it's a great example of what Tobias calls creative energy exchange, CEX, what sex should be. Yeah, so it's really lovely. Get chills on that, huh? And, you know, and of course, we had our 4th of July this last Wednesday. And throughout most of Colorado, you know, we had firework bans so you couldn't watch it. And it's a tradition, you know, up and down the Front Range. And some communities, you know, they had a small amount. So I pushed the easy button and turned on my TV and watched it live from Boston. Yeah. So that was pretty sweet. And it was nice and easy, and it was air-conditioned. Yes. And it's touching. It just grabs you. It's so lovely. It's spectacular. And then the day before, there was this huge announcement in science, a great discovery of supposedly what they think is the Higgs boson particle. And some scientists call that the God particle. And there's, you know, a lot of conjecture what it means and all the ramifications, yada, yada, yada. And I heard one, actually I didn't hear it, read it, that you know, the answer is the universe. And then, you know, what is the question? So stay tuned. Yeah. Yeah. So here we are, the 7-7, Shout 11, almost at the end of a series that's been like a twinkling of an eye. And luckily, we've had Jeff and Linda here all month, and they're in the front row. So let's give them that warm round of applause. Yeah. Welcome home, guys. Yes.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thanks. Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone. Good-looking group here today. Smiling.
I want to add to the 4th of July.
Yes.
You know, that's an American holiday. But what's wonderful about that holiday is sometimes people get a little touchy about, oh, it's American holiday. Mm. Well, I think it's really special because the majority of this country, of course, was formed by anyone but people from here. There are, obviously, we're Native Americans, but the majority of this population did come from other parts of the world over this 200-plus years. So I think it's a wonderful way to reflect and consider that this country, people were willing to come here, to come across the ocean in every possible way you can imagine, with little or nothing, because they believed in the hope of freedom, the potential. This was a country of potential for almost anyone that came here. And anyone that's been here knows that there is always potential if you choose it. So it's not just an American holiday. I think it's truly a holiday of potential and freedom for anyone everywhere to celebrate.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, no, it's really important.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm doing great. I hope everybody enjoyed the 4th. It falls midweek, so it's a little bit strange, you know. It's better when it falls on like a Friday or a Monday, but we still seem to enjoy. There was a wonderful little gathering up here.
It just depends because people got it off in the middle of the week, so a lot of people either took...
Did you take the day off?
Well, not really.
No. Anyway, good to see everybody. We have a good show today. I guess you'd call it a gathering. We've got Adamus coming in a little bit.
I heard that people call it a show.
A show, yeah. We've got some wonderful things to cover here. And today we have Johnette Crowley with us. So, I'm looking forward to it. Let's see, we got a lot to cover. Let's get into it right away.
I heard somebody's phone. I would advise you to turn it off.
They barely work up here. Yeah, I'm amazed.
If you're on AT&T, it'll work enough to ring. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, Adamus is not cool about the phone thing. Do we want to say hello to guests?
Yeah, and I'd just like to point out the picture on the screen above us is from Estes Park. As a matter of fact, probably like right from the hotel we're going to be at in about 2 weeks or maybe less for the Dreamwalker Life. So this is an actual picture. We're going to be right on the lake, close to water,
which is good since the state's been on fire.
Well, last week with the fires, we were all kind of panicking, and I'll talk a little bit about it in a little bit. But Estes Park had a fire also started up there. I mean, the state was on fire. And Linda looked at me and was like, what are we going to do if the hotel burns down? And it's like, have it at our house. What if our house burns down? We'll go to Kansas.
I have to tell you, it was a little unnerving. But what I really, really, really loved about it was, when you can see flames from your house, and even though it wasn't blowing in our direction, it was too close to ignore. And we were on our way out the door, and of course turned around and went right back home. And I realized I needed to pack a suitcase. And that meant that you have to stop and say, what really matters to you. Mm-hmm. Well, I determined that Jeff was really important, and I didn't need to put him in the suitcase. That was number one on my list.
Wanted to, but...
Anyway, yeah. And then next, of course, was I said, well, what's really important? And I would, of course, my computer, because everything, I could just grab it and go. I have a laptop. My main computer is a laptop. And then number three was a small box of jewelry. And number four was my underwear. I realized I could find clothing anywhere, but to find that underwear you really love is really important. And so I got what really mattered to me in five or fewer steps. A couple pairs of shoes.
More important than, some of the artwork or
my underwear.
Underwear.
Really matters to me.
I know where your priorities. I know what you're getting for your birthday. A suitcase full of underwear.
Yeah. So it was an interesting experience. And I don't say that I like it, but I do enjoy the fact that you get so in the moment clear about what really matters. And, you know, it all matters, and yet, at the end of the day, not much of it really does at all, actually.
How many are here for the first time? I see some new faces.
Oh,
first time, wow.
It's better than
me. Yeah, yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah. And there are people we haven't seen for a while.
People, how many are here that haven't been here in a little while coming back?
Yeah, several.
Yeah. Wow,
lovely.
Wow, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So this should be fun today.
Yeah.
So who do we have?
And if you want to put a message out to Adamus, he needs to not upset any of them because I don't want to wait this long to see him again.
Oh, that's going to really help.
You heard my request. You
Linda,
heard my request.
Adamus' take on it, if you're here, you're a volunteer. And he tells
You've been
me
warned.
That is not just about Cold Creek Canyon for the Shouds. That's about life. If you're here, you're a volunteer. It's a good bumper sticker.
Okay. Do you want to talk about our guests real
quick? They didn't laugh much about that.
No, not much at all.
Yeah, who are the guests from out of state?
We have Luke Lesage from Vancouver, BC.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
All right.
Good to see you.
And we haven't seen Luke in...
5 years.
5 years? Is that it?
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
2007.
2007. That's...
Santa Fe.
That's 5 years. That's a lot.
Oh, your math is so good.
Good to see you again, Luke.
It's good to be here. Yeah. Thanks.
Good. You're going to hang around Colorado for a little bit?
I'm going to be here for most of the month. Yeah.
Good.
I'm on a road trip.
Good.
Yeah. Hanging out.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see
you,
too.
He's going to come up to the Wonderview afterwards.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now this is really cool. From Bodrum, Turkey, we have İlker Ünlü.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you.
Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, would you
hi
say
everyone.
Hi to everybody watching online
in
Turkish?
They must be watching now. Selamlar herkese. That's all I can say. I just say hi.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. what brings you here?
With a choice I made.
Are you traveling? You're
yes.
traveling in the U.S.? What? Is it Damas prompting you?
I don't know how it happened. I was all of a sudden I found myself in America.
Yeah.
There was going to be a meeting in Montana. It's about dogs. Then all of a sudden I realized a very close friend of mine lives in Denver.
Oh.
And I asked him, is this place close to you? He said, yes, it's just half an hour.
Yeah.
And I found myself here.
Ah, amazing. Yeah. Glad you're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad that it worked for you to be here. Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I think maybe you're the first, Shambra, from Turkey to actually be here.
To be a guest at the monthly meeting. I agree.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Cool.
Lovely you could be here. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Andrea Porter from New River, Arizona.
Hi, Andrea. Good to see you again. Glad you're here.
And Susan Olson from Glendale, California.
Hi, Susan.
Good to see you, Susan. Nice that you could be here. Good that the fire stopped just in time. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then we have Shlomit Nitka from Woodland Hills, California.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Aaron Ball from Burlington, Iowa, along with Lori Hockwell.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again. And Karen Olson from Sussex, Wisconsin. Where are you, Karen?
Hi,
Yay!
Karen.
Hello.
Good to see you.
And then we have, there's an alias problem here.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Adamus Jr.
I did not know he had children.
Well, not that he admits to them.
And where is Adamus Jr. from?
Montreal, Canada.
Adamus Jr. Those are some big shoes you have to fill as Adamus Jr., yes. Yes. Good.
He goes under the name also of Jinjang.
Ah, but you like Adamus Jr., I see it on your name badge. For today. Okay, good. Good. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, who are tuning in online. We have people
Welcome.
From literally all around the world joining us here in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. It's a place that's hard to find on the map, but once it's in your heart, you can never let go of it.
Oh, baby, that was good.
Hey, where'd that come from?
Yeah. Woo.
Oh, my poetic aspect is acting up.
Yeah. And what some of you might find interesting, there are actually a number of groups that are watching this meeting, and there's people doing simulcast translation.
Yes.
So I really try to slow down and be more conscious of my word use when I remember that.
You don't have to go quite that slow. We have to finish by 2:30. Anyway, yes, and to all the people who are translating, I know we have translations going on right now in Spanish, in, I believe, Turkish, possibly Romanian. I forgot all the languages.
All kinds. I can't keep up with it. It stuns me how fast people step up to do that. It's very sweet, and it's a kind gift that you give to Chambre all over the
world. But it's late at night, particularly over in Europe, and I don't God knows
what
time it is.
But it's Saturday night.
Yeah, but it's late.
It's bar time. They're home.
It's bar time. Anyway, we'll get right into it. I didn't even remember about last month. I mean, it seems like an ages ago.
It was 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's 5 weeks ago.
Oh, actually, before we do that, we're going to talk a little bit about the fires because it was on the news. And first of all, I want to thank everybody who wrote to Linda, myself, to the staff, and passed on their concern. Last week was literally, last 2 weeks here were literally crazy. I love Colorado. It's Colorado in the summer is the most gorgeous place in the world. But wildfires broke out because this has been the driest June ever.
And the hottest
June
on
ever.
On record.
Not real good conditions in the mountains when there's no moisture. First fires broke out up near David's house when you were down in Sedona with us. I think the fire broke out the day you left, and there was concern about that. But, you know, when it lightnings up here, which it does quite a bit, the lightning is very, very close to the ground because of our altitude, and it has a tendency to start fires.
Well, Tesla did his research because the lightning is so epic here. I mean, hello.
And shortly after that, a fire broke out in Colorado Springs. Was devastating. Between Colorado Springs and Fort Collins, where David lives, about 650 homes were destroyed by the fire, that's a lot. There was a lot of people displaced. Some of Chambre had to evacuate, had to get out. There's nothing quite like seeing that fire, seeing it even off in the distance, the smoke. I know for everybody who lives here, last week was pretty nerve-wracking, wondering just what's going
to
happen.
There's so many different wind patterns that there are a number of times where I would smell smoke and I'd have to get on the phone and say, where is it coming from? Because the fire can move so fast. Unfortunately, we have what's known as an incredible amount of fuel on the ground here.
Right. Very dry matter. Forest fire can move 30 to 40 miles an hour. Which goes very, very fast. When they tell you to evacuate, you literally have less than an hour, sometimes just 10 minutes, and you have to grab all your belongings. As Linda was mentioning
including
before,
my underwear.
It really makes you stop and wonder what your priorities are. And there were some moments last week where we had our bags packed, and I know some of you did, where you're just ready to get out. And you go through that whole thing about losing the house or whatever, or your friends or neighbors or loved ones. But it also makes you stop and consider what's important in your life, what's really, really important.
You just don't fit in a suitcase.
Things can be replaced, but it made me reflect a little bit on this whole journey. It's
absolutely.
Like that's not going to go away. You know, fires are about transmuting, about alchemizing. But and Adamus talked about it earlier this year.
He warned us.
Wildfires, and that's okay unless
just it's not in my backyard.
Your own backyard. And literally, Linda and I were heading off to Norma Garrett's house last week, and we turned the corner a block from our house, and on the ridge, in clear view, the next ridge over was
not even a block away from our house.
Was on fire. So it really gets you to thinking. We have just a time-lapse video, and if we can get the lights off, we'll show this. This is the Boulder Fire, which actually did not do any damage to homes. People like Mark and Jane had to evacuate, but ultimately, and this is taken from the Boulder side of the Front Range, and you can see how it started small, and then it just keeps growing and growing, and it's kind of an interesting time lapse of it. But we're on right now where we are here in Cold Creek. We're right on the other side of these mountains, so you can imagine how close it was. Linda and I ultimately, actually, after we packed our stuff, we went and sat over near Susie's house because she had a great view of it, Susie and Jean, and just watched as that fire built. And there's something terrifying about it, something very spiritual about it, you know, the cleansing that's occurring. But as Linda mentioned, the winds were blowing east. Actually, Mark and Jane probably live like Mark down there. You got the smoke off of that, sorry. But it filled the sky, and it was just it was amazing to watch as the fire bombers and helicopters came in and really got to work at it. I think they could not afford to have three huge fires going in
Colorado.
Well,
and this was considered a little fire, actually.
Yeah, it burned, I think, 300 acres. But it was creeping in close to Boulder. And part of the problem is they have the burning embers that get off into the air. And those can land miles away, and they're still burning, and they can ignite anything. And again, there were much bigger fires taking place around Colorado
Springs.
Well, this
was 350 acres, and I believe one of the...
You can see now as the night comes in, you can really see how the fires go. It's also kind of interesting to watch the stars.
For the sake of scale, that was only 350 acres. The bigger fires in Colorado were 18,000 acres,
yeah.
Just to give you an idea how the scale of some of these fires were.
Pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
And you know it's a natural phenomena, but still, when it's that close to where you live, that makes it kind of tough. They did get the fires out. We got a good rain last week, and which was today. It's like magic in the air. Things are kind of breathing in the moisture again. But it's a big week, and we know that it's not just Colorado. It's everywhere in the world. It's 2012. We're right in the middle of it.
A lot of change.
Literally.
You know, there's such a, you can just feel that when things aren't right, it's not just a little not right. It seems that all of this, anything out of balance has really been magnified. And that's what I see over and over and over again. I think we're all seeing that because it's really pushing us to make a choice.
Let's take a look at our shout from last month, video editing by Vicky Grotz. Vicky, are you here?
Yeah.
Hi, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
Does a great job of that, and thank you so much for it. So we're gonna see. We're gonna see what Adamus had to say last month. So take a good deep breath and let's tune in. Here we go.
Okay.
Wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond
ring. These energies that came in this last month, huge, are what I would call separation energies. Some of the things that are happening in your life right now are simply because of old routines and patterns that were started a long time ago. They're put into autopilot, and they continue. They continue to play out. They continue to reproduce the same results, even though your mind, your beliefs, your consciousness says, no, I want something different. So you've called in these amazing, massive energies, basically said, I need something to pull this stuff apart, to unravel it. This energy is literally going to go into their biology and start pulling them out of their family hereditary characteristics, pulling them out of their ancestral karma. Some misunderstand the words that I say, think that it is about anti-family. Families are great as long as you didn't buy into them karmically. This body should be and can be the byproduct of your own passion, your own soul, and your own choosing. What am I saying by that? This is my body. No longer belongs to this ancestral line. This is my life. It's not just a byproduct of my past life aspects. This is my mind. It's not just a byproduct of hypnotic programming. I am that I am. And then you see, you start literally transforming your body, mind, your identity. What's it really doing? Freedom. Absolutely. Absolutely. Setting it free. Setting you free. And isn't that what you really ask for? Freedom. Freedom from the past. Freedom from mass consciousness. Freedom from old ideas. Freedom from old patterns. That's really what you ask for, is freedom. These energies that just came in, if you breathe them in, and if you trust yourself, and you can enjoy life, stop worrying about things, they actually support the release of many, many, many old systems. Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Last couple months, and I've talked at some of our gatherings about a mirab. Linda, would you write that on the board, please? Mirab. A mirab means completeness. Once the energies that have been bound together, glued and fused together, are torn apart or released, now you can come back to completeness, which is a mirab. My definition, or my experience with a mirab, is working with you and saying, if you just let it happen, you take 3 minutes. Is that too much for your enlightenment? If you just take 3 minutes and do some breathing. Just take a deep breath and don't think about it. Stop struggling with it. Stop trying to use your mental constructs to get out of mental constructs. You see, it will never work. It will never, ever work at all. So 3 minutes to say, I'm going to do a mirab and let the energy shift, and I'm just going to sit back. I promise, dear God, I promise I'm not going to mess with anything during this precious sacred 3 minutes. I'm not going to chant. I'm not going to light any incense. I'm not going to confuse myself with a bunch of macchio. I'm not going to do anything, even try to go in myself. I'm just going to breathe and let it be. It's about saying, I am a natural being, and I'm going to let go of my unnatural ways. It don't matter if you're by my side. I'm satisfied. Mirage means wandering inside. Wondering. Would you write that down? What? Not wandering. Wondering inside. Mirage also means the mirror or the reflection. A mirage means the inner look. Over the years, it's been associated with the person without any water in the desert and starts hallucinating and seeing things. But the original definition of mirage was actually that of going within, the inner vision. Inner vision. So the experience with the mirage is wonderful. It's a ceremony. We can't necessarily try to experience it here. It has to come in that moment where what was previously a mental idea or thought or hopeful belief suddenly starts to become real. When you suddenly get it and it's not just a thought anymore, it's here. Oh, ah, I get it. It's a feeling and a sense now. It's a new consciousness. That's when you do a mirage. That's when you do the ceremony of the mirage. You stop. No matter what you're doing, other than perhaps using the toilet, you stop. You break out a candle. You get down on your knees. You do something to acknowledge that moment. Why? Because it grounds it. Then what happens is that literally will invite the next mirage and the next mirage and the next. They'll feel welcome in that house of I am. They'll feel suddenly that it is appropriate and that it is natural. So you come to the end of the line, and that line is, and this is going to sound strange for a bit, but breathe it in, evolution, evolution. You come to the end of evolution. That indicates there is a almost a required growth that comes next. That indicates that the spiral keeps spiraling. And it does for a long time, for a long, long time, until it comes back into itself. We talked about this before. That stops the cycle of evolution. Maybe frightening. The common reaction should be, this is it. This is it. I'm not going to get any smarter. I'm not going to get any healthier. I'm not going to get any wiser. That's correct. And that's a good thing. First of all, it relieves you from a tremendous, tremendous amount of responsibility, burden, I should say, lack of freedom. When you're no longer trying to force or push the evolution of yourself, you come into one of these big ahas. And in that aha, you realize there's nothing more to gain. There's nothing more to lose. There's nothing more to acquire or to aspire to. In that moment in which you may suddenly get the aha at some point, suddenly realize that now, with no more evolution, it is about the living ascension. You got this big, wonderful consciousness, and it is dripping with this wisdom. It's like bees building their honeycomb, building their hive, and just keep putting this beautiful nectar in there. So much of it can't even handle it anymore, and is just wanting to drip out. But it really wants to just drip right down onto something relevant. Now is the time to take this essence, this wisdom, and live it. Stop putting honey in the hive and start eating it, my friends. That is truly what it's about right now. When you stop evolving, then you start living. Let these energies that are coming in right now rip you apart in a loving way. Oh, no, it can be fun. It can be amazing. It can be joyful. It can be so liberating. And they're here to do it. They're here to do it. They're here to separate you so that you can come back to yourself, whole and complete, without all these fragments, without all these parts and pieces, but come back to the natural state. But it means that there is no more reason to try to evolve the self. Now, it is about living the self.
Any coincidence that it keeps coming up over and over and over again.
The song?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that
song. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it might be geezer rock. I don't care. I mean, it's
rockabilly.
It's classic.
It's rockabilly.
Yeah, Roy Orbison and Jeff Lynne.
They're all dead.
Tom Petty, he's not dead. George Harris. I mean, come on. I don't care how young or old you are. I mean, that was classic.
They were amazing musicians, and I'm the one that phoned it first. I love the Traveling Wilburys.
I get grief every once in a while from Carrie that the old fart music. She's at the Wonder View. It's like, I can't believe, can't you play something that's really kind of hip?
What happens when you do that?
I did one time. Everybody hated it. I got 12,000 emails. What did you have me play that time?
Florence and the Machine.
I thought it was I Kissed a Girl.
No, I actually liked it, but. Anyway, let's move along with the show. So much for last month. Did you remember now that you saw it again and it kind of made sense? No?
I remembered most of it, but there were a few interesting nuances I'd kind of let go of.
You know, in NFL football during season, they always talk about any given Sunday. Here with Schomburg, we talk about the first Saturday. You know, it happens every month. And I just wanted to show a couple of pictures. Dave Schemmel, Dave, also known as Crash. Woo! Crash. Why did Adamus give you that nickname, Crash? Oh, the pilot's outfit. Yeah, yeah. So Dave with the steady hand, great photos, and we've now accumulated.
Crash is a nickname for a pilot? That's not cool. I don't think I'd want to get on a plane where the pilot's name was Crash.
That's why he's sitting in a chair. We've got a great visual history of the meetings, and Dave really captures the moment. Last month, for instance, and maybe we get the lights down for this too, just some... Dave, I don't know how you do it, but maybe you just have a camera running all the time. But you just, I think you intuitively know when that moment's going to come. But Adamus, a little expressive.
Look at those eyes. Ooh, baby. Hey.
And Linda, look at those eyes.
I was holding back.
Those eyes, Linda. Oh, my God, that look. And here... Sart got the Bite Me Award. I don't know what they're doing here, but I think you had a spell laid on you, Sart. Yes.
Been there all month.
Yeah, all month. And, Adamus and Linda, this is interesting. You know, if this is posted somewhere on the internet and somebody says, look at this spiritual group in Colorado. I always wonder about that. Wasn't Susan great last month?
It was fun. Thank you, Susan.
The costumes and the singing and the fun. I mean, the fun of it. You know, Mary Haslow stopped me this morning and said, you know, it used to be tough coming here. I mean, we were all going through tough times, but she said, it is so much fun right now. It's laughter. It's acting. It's outrageous. Look at that look on Linda's
Whatever.
Eyes. Now look at that look. That was so much fun with the interaction with everyone, the music. And, you know, every month it's... He's not back this month, of course, you know. But every month, just so much fun. And I'm glad we can laugh about all this because it is tough at times. So the first Saturday, it's kind of a symptom. We have those lights back on. Thank you. And thank you, Dave. We really do have an astonishing photo album. Actually, you can see all the photos from the events, from the monthly meetings, on the Schomburg photo album. Click the little camera on the homepage, really easy. And you could see pictures of just about every event. So it's cool.
It's true. Cool.
Okay, and for those of you who haven't been here in a while, isn't the Schomburg Theater great? I mean, the... Yes. Drop
Say
down
yes,
TV,
right away. Big applaud. Yay, Jeff.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's home. At one point, we moved down to town to a hotel, and it was kind of sterile, and nobody liked it.
Sterile?
But we found a way to really make this homeroom, this classroom, really cozy. And actually, we have some new technical initiatives going on right now.
Throwing that over him.
Been busy working at it, so next month even.
Is that why John Kaderka's been smiling so much?
Oh, John is happy. Yeah. So we have some new things that are going to take us really on the leading edge of technology. Okay, whoops, I'm getting my slides too fast. Last month, we were in America.
Sedona.
Sedona, as a matter of fact, it was great. Adamus does not like Sedona, and he makes it very clear when he's there, which is embarrassing. I like it. It's beautiful, great energy, good restaurants, nice hotels. So
every place has its strengths and its weaknesses. Many, many strengths in Sedona. I won't go through the list of weaknesses.
You know, but I think it's rude of Adamus to talk about that while he's there.
Who's in charge?
Adamus.
You can't.
Anyway, we were there for the
leash him up.
Summer conference, which was great. It was a four-day conference, about 800 people. It was jam-packed. There were some great names there. Pepper Lewis, Kahu Fred Sterling, of course, Lee Carroll, my hero. Dr. Tav Ovakaitis, Peggy Dubrow, Greg Braden. How could I forget? Greg Braden, is he good or what? I mean, he's my hero. He's funny and insightful. So just a couple quick slides.
Why is he your hero?
Greg Braden?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's funny, he's witty, he's intelligent. The women say he's good looking. he joked about his hair the whole time. But I mean, he's brilliant, and he ties together spirituality and science. I love it.
Just wondered.
So here we are. That's Michelle and Andrea working the sales table. It was a lot of work. Joe Rombolo. It was interesting because usually
and
Linda
Carol
and I.
Carol Desch was on our staff also.
Carol Desch, yeah. Oh, Carol, Jeff Rumsey.
Really knew the material. It was fun to see how she assisted people.
It was interesting because usually Linda and I work with Chambra when we're traveling. And sometimes there's new people. But this was very different because it was really a collection of all the groups. It was kind of like the UN of spirituality. And so there was every different flavor. And the nice
really
thing.
Really interesting outfits.
Because of the way Lee Carroll sets the pace, there's no competition, there's no rivalry. We're just all there.
There were a lot of white robes.
There were some white robes, yes. Yeah, and Adamus talked about that. But anyway, 800 people, huge stage. A little intimidating if you're used to dealing, you know, generally we work with, deliberately work with audiences of about 80 to maybe 200. And you get on stage in front of 800 people.
It was very nerve-wracking.
There's some energy in
it. Well, wait, go back. Can you go back one? And just before we go too far, I want you to notice, okay, you know how you get what you ask for sometimes? And it's like, God, why did I say that? I created it. Okay, what's Adamus's big whine about his poor, miserable experiences. What's his big thing?
Crystals!
Can you see how this stage was set? Did you happen to notice this is all giant, giant, giant crystals? Did they know he was coming or what?
But you know, what is kryptonite to Superman, you know, crystals are to Adamus, so you can imagine. But it was fun. And, you know, Lee Carroll's kind of, I'd have to say, kind of like the godfather, you know. He's really
amazing.
Oh, he's put together, like Steve Rother, you know, was worked with him, and we worked with him, and Norman Garrett, well, Lee worked with you, and it was kind of like this huge family, Peggy DeRoe, and Lee's really like the godfather
of channeling. Lee Carroll probably expanded and went out beyond before anyone, and really opened the door to so many thousands of people, and he is so comfortable working with people that don't have any experience with channeling, and so that's a very different audience versus, you know, we more often than not work with people that are very already familiar with the material and very, very committed to wanting to know more. So it's a very different energy when you go out and work the way he does.
I still get tears in my eyes during the crying channels.
I love his stuff.
I love it. So anyway, we got up on stage to do our thing. Lee gave us a great introduction. We couldn't see a damn thing. The stage lights are so bright, we didn't even know anybody was there. But it was the crowd was really good, you know, hot down there. And Lee runs very long days. He starts at 9 and goes till 9. And it's a long days, yeah. But the group was wonderful.
I'm too tired to socialize. I hated it. No.
So here we are getting ready. We're doing our little talk beforehand, and I'm getting a little bit nervous because Adamus was going to come on stage. And, you know, he's kind of direct once in a while. Have you noticed? And Linda was kicking me beforehand. Did you tie down Adamus? Did you make sure he was kind of like, you know, wrapped up that he doesn't get too
rude.
It's like, oh yeah,
offensive.
No problem, Linda. I got him totally under control. No problem. Anyway, right before we started, Linda did the breathing. It was beautiful. How do you like that in front of that many people doing the breathing?
Well, as we all know, the breathing is always a place where we connect with ourselves and equally. When you do it with others, it just creates a space beyond words. And, you know, Norma's brought that to all of us, and now we get to live it.
And here I am You think I'm getting ready to go into channel? I was going, oh shit. Please, if there is a God. Anders Holte from Munich had flown in for the event, and really actually primarily to sing into the channel for us. And it was, you know, Anders, the most beautiful music in the world. Remember at Tobias' departure, that moment where he sang the returning song? Yes. You know, he's saying it again here. And I thought, you know, that I could handle things pretty good. It's been a while since Tobias left, and I found myself.
And we didn't have any tissue.
Where's Tobias when I need him? Please, Tobias. I have to admit that for a moment I was hoping Tobias showed up instead of Thomas. But Adamas came through. He was
good.
Linda always says you can't talk good about it because like talking good about yourself, but it's not. It's Adamas, and I would talk bad about him if
you know, stop being a victim.
You know, that sound bite, we're going to isolate it, and it's going to, next month, it just over and over on the video, stop being a victim, stop being a victim. We're going to do a little music to it, rap music to it. Anyway, so it was amazing, and you all familiar with Stephen and Barbara Rother? Barbara had gotten very, very, very ill. I mean, seriously ill. And at this event, Kahu Fred Sterling, over on the left, did a beautiful sending of energy to Barbara. Not a healing.
No agenda.
He said, we're not going to push, we're not going to force a healing. Maybe she doesn't want it. We're going to send her our love and our energy if she does. And it's totally
she
up
chooses.
To her.
Whatever she chooses.
The channelers, the presenters all got on stage with Fred, and we did this really very moving and compassionate, meaning we weren't trying to change Barbara. We were just saying, Barbara, we honor you. No matter if you stay or if you go, we honor you.
Nice. That really funny-looking guy is Todd Ovakaitis.
Dr. Todd. And you know, we talked to Steve earlier this week. Barbara is up. She's shopping. That she is doing really well.
They sent the hospital bed back to the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, she was in such bad condition. They put the hospital bed at home, and, you know, that's not usually a good sign. It's now gone. Barbara is going to stay. So
she's recovering.
Amazing. Yeah. There's a panel channel with the different channelers. That's always fun to do. And Lee did ask if Adamas would please stay seated during during the panel channel.
Leashed him.
Leashed him. Leashed him up. So an amazing event, 800 people.
You should have seen it. You
Sedona.
Could actually see Jeff like.
That wasn't me. Grab me out of it. Sure. Barry, stay out of here. But anyway, when we got up to do our presentation, Adamas was the hit of the show. I mean, he was absolutely
he was entertaining.
Brilliant.
He was extremely entertaining.
So much so, we had to call the product Adamas Unleashed in Sedona during his presentation. It was 80 minutes of compression of 3 years of material. It was hilarious. It was profound. When he finished, the audience gave him about a 5-minute standing ovation. It was
really, truly so good and so succinct that if you want to share something with somebody that isn't familiar with Crimson Circle and want to give them the essence of what Adamas is all about and his antics, this would be a relatively nice example.
It is. It's very
no,
concise,
it
and it was yeah, fun. Yeah. We'll play a clip in just a minute. The fun thing is some of the Chambra who were in the audience were sitting next to people who never heard of Crimson Circle or Adamas. And, of course, they were listening in onto the discussions as Adamas started going. And the other people were like, oh, my God, what is this? And why is he walking around and his eyes are open? And then when Adamas said some things early on, I forgot some of the rude things, and people are, like, gasping.
He congratulated Jan Tober on the nice evening the night before.
The night before, and was it good for you? And he told his story of being trapped in the crystal for 100,000 years, but he kept it to about 2 minutes. And then the people said that the other folks sitting next to him, non-Shambra, pretty soon were like kind of laughing but trying to hold it back. And then by the end of the thing, they were out and out just really loving it. So it was great. So we have just not a video clip, but an audio clip. Just
my dear friends, there is nothing in all the cosmos greater than a human being. There is no Palladian. There is no Arcturian.
He's saying this
there
in
is no
Sedona.
Galactic command being or anything else that will ever, ever hold up to a human being. Ever. Yes. Ever. And I am emphatic about that. I do not so much like aliens. They do not have something that you have. And it is called love. Love, my dear friends, love. There are less than 10,000 beings in all of creation that are what you would call an ascended master. There are about 24 million humans that are at the eve of their ascension. Now, the problem is, and one of the reasons why I am here with many other beings to support and assist you, is with this many million who are ready for their enlightenment, you're blocking the door, my dear friends. Why? What is it that's keeping you from taking that one step over the threshold and into enlightenment? Because I would say there is that fear of stepping over that line. You're afraid you might lose what you have now? Is that it? You're afraid you're going to poof off the earth? Poof. Like a cloud of smoke? Maybe you won't stay in the physical body. I want you to. I think you actually want to. The other ascended masters who are here walking the earth right now want you to. Why? Because at this time, that's what other humans need. They don't need spooks from other dimensions coming in and talking to them. They don't need any more saints in the churches, any more dead guys on crosses, any more fat Buddhas or anything else. They need you. You, each and every one of you, as an enlightened being, as an ascended master walking on earth. Now, you will not suddenly get a white robe and sandals to go with your uniform and a little halo over your head. You will probably wear normal clothes, and you will probably won't even change the way you talk much. But a few other interesting things happen. You don't really care about things the way you used to. You have an innate sense of compassion where you can accept everything. You will instantly understand who wants to be healed and who doesn't, who is truly on their spiritual path and who is simply having spirituality as a nasty little hobby on the side. You will immediately understand that you have no needs, therefore everything you need will be there for you, including grand abundance and health. You will rebalance the mind because you will realize the mind has been one of the greatest inhibiting factors that you've had. You'll go out of your mind and you will become a body of consciousness. There will no longer be a separation between your body, your mind, or your spirit. They will be together, integrated, right here, right now.
Good.
Now so, I know why I got unfriended on Facebook by a bunch of people.
No, it was really good. It was
a couple Palladian Chandlers.
Well, but I love what he says. I love what he says. You know, there is no being greater than a human being.
No, it's cool.
And you know,
it's encouraging. Inspiring.
Very encouraging.
Now, share it with everyone.
Absolutely. So anyway, that was a blast. This product is now available as a digital download in the Crimson Circle store. Again, a lot of the stuff you've heard, but I love the way he put it together.
So
like
succinct.
A George Carlin act. And it was...
He was very entertaining. It was very succinct. And it was just a... I loved it because it was a nice reminder of all these things that we've had to listen to month after month after month, all in just one little short book.
Yeah, and if you just want a good laugh or you want to give somebody just a taste of what you do with the Crimson Circle, it's a great product. So
he did a nice job.
Oh, it was great. It was fun. I loved it. And again, thanking Lee Carroll. afterwards, we had the Living Ascension workshop in Sedona. 2 days, again, very, very intense, beautiful Sedona. Just an amazing place to go. I love the energies there. And we had about a sold-out group of about 80, I think, in a typical intensity. Anders Holte did about an hour and 15-minute class just on toning, and it was really fun. He really did a great job and got into it. But anyway, I...
Miss Tinder.
So very interactive, and I'm actually looking forward to doing this workshop again.
Mm-hmm.
It really
nice.
Takes it to a new level. So we're planning, by the way, pre-planning to go back to Sedona next year in June for a Crimson Circle conference. We're working on the details, and we'll announce it, but just put that in your head for June next year.
Well, and we're going to make it into an adventure. You know, it's a really, really beautiful area, and we noticed that Shamba really liked to discover these places, and we're talking about we, of course, do some kind of a tour to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
It's, you know, possibly that close and not do something, and I'd like to hear a Damas channel over a giant hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's all the beautiful red rock transformations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll go out UFO hunting at night, you know. Anyway, just another quick mention. The International New Age Trade Show was that last weekend?
Weekend before.
2 weeks ago here in Denver. We had a Crimson Circle booth there. And it was interesting because this is a trade show for New Age bookstore owners. Our publisher was there introducing the new book, Live Your Divinity. We did a book signing there. And it was again, very interesting, you know, kind of being in the trade. We had a great booth. Bonnie Capel helped, Gene helped,
sure,
Joe Rombolo. One thing, people came by and said, that's a great-looking booth. So,
but it was next thing you know, we'll be in booth design.
In the booth design business. But it was fun doing that. And, again, being around the New Age bookstore owners and, you know, just getting a lot of feedback from them, working with the publisher, Wiser Press, and anyway, good time was had by all. Let's go quickly through upcoming events. If you're online watching in, get out your calendars to see what's coming up next. First of all, Dreamwalker Life in Estes
Park. No more coffee for you.
It's just the water.
Yeah, Jeff.
Every month I have this same slide in July. It's coming up in, what is it, about 2 weeks? 2 weeks in Estes Park. We still have some room left. Of course, Johan will be here for live music. Dreamwalker Life is three just simply amazing days.
I will say, I can go this far. There are people that have attended it even more than once in Europe, and they say that... They, even though we're like, why did you repeat it? And they said, oh, it's so much fun to experience it. And each version of it, each taste of it is a little bit different. And that seems to be Adamus's way of doing things. He really wants people to experience and celebrate. So this is our first Dreamwalker Life in the
U.S. Yeah. 1 month from now at the Shoud, we're going to have, it's going to be our annual party picnic. We're going to have music.
Can Marty bring his guitar? That looks like Marty's guitar.
Yeah, Marty should bring your guitar. No, that's part of the celebration.
No, it's like playing on fire.
Wow. Johan will be here for live music. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to have beer. Oh, bring your own beer, by the way. We can't sell it, but you can bring your own.
BYOB.
We're going to have all sorts of good stuff. Adamus is going to get his new lectern. You know, last month he had that little music stand, and it kept on
whining because,
you know,
he doesn't have a lectern.
That night I got home, and there was
whining.
An email from Robert Thies, who is an expert woodworker and also a channeler of Archangel Michael. Yeah, and he said, I'll make you one. He's designing it. It's going to be elegant, of course, with the best woods and the finest design. So we're going to introduce that. Robert will be here. Also, he's going to join Adamus for Q&A. So Archangel Michael and Adamus. Yeah, keep your
swords
at home.
Should be a really great day and a great celebration.
And As I mentioned, he's getting the new lectern, so he doesn't have to stand there. He is at the music stand. Whoa, see, it's gone. Anyway, Yoham, yeah, they're going to be in pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Music, dancing. So mark your calendars for August 4th. We do have to limit it to about 80. I don't know where we are in the list, Susie. We still have room, good. Okay. Great. Coming up then later in August is the Essence Experience with Jim Self, our first time working with him. I think you all know Jim. Amazing.
He was at the Midsummer last year.
Yeah. Good stuff. So we still have plenty of spaces left for that. We're having it up in Breckenridge. So if it feels right, join us.
Be 3 days, and it's an experience that we haven't worked together like that before, so it'll be a very new for all of us. We'll be finding it very interesting to see how that unfolds.
In September? August 10th through the 12th. Thank you.
Jeffrey!
That's the problem when I'm doing these late on Friday night. Getting a little blurry. September, we're in Vienna for the annual Chambre Conference. We have a great lineup, and we have a lot of people showing up. It's going to be one big party in Vienna.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful town. It's just, you know, kind of on the suburb of Vienna, and Vienna is a stunning city.
One of my
so
favorite.
So if you have any urge to be in Europe, that's the time. That's the time. It's
and I
really
what
beautiful.
Slide comes up next, but we'll see.
Vienna.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're calling this the New Earth Mirab is the theme for the conference because really we are entering into our new earth, whether it's here on this planet or it is in the other new earth. So we're going to do one big 3-day Mirab or consciousness shift. So we got a great lineup.
We took a lot of your feedback. And you said you didn't want too much of that peripheral stuff. You wanted, like, the real meat.
Channels
like,
and
fine,
music.
Fine, whatever. That's so awesome. We listened.
Channels and music.
We've tried to fashion the schedule to what you said you like and what you appreciate most.
Yeah. So we got to have a great lineup
yep.
Of channelers and music and some presentations. We've got a list here, but I've got their pictures coming up next. Somewhere. Jim Self, of course, is going to be there with us. Bahar, channeler for the Elohim. According to Wolfing, she does great work.
Very young, a new channeler.
Gunter Sherman, who is a crop circle expert with a very interesting twist.
And a great sense of humor.
Lee Harris, channeler that you all know and we've worked with before, and is moving here to Boulder, by the way. Norma Delaney. And our dear friend, Garrett Anosky. Woo, woo, woo, woo. Followed by Marissa Calvi, channeling Kasumi. He's coming from Australia. Going to be there. Yours truly. I'm going to be there. Miss Linda. I know, that pensive.
It was a weak moment. I don't know how they got that
Wolfing,
shot.
Wolfing von Rohr. Great guy. Hannibal Means. And he's put together an orchestra. Mean music is what he calls it. Okay? Yeah. Anat. Gerhardt. Amir. They're all going to be there. As well as Frieda Goodlett, who sang in Munich. She's coming up next. I was saying in Munich a couple of years ago,
yeah.
She belted
really
it out.
Voice.
We invited her back. She is so good. So you can tell we have quite a lineup. It's going to be a big celebration. So just hop on a plane and come on over.
The dance?
Don't ask Jeff.
Yeah, don't ask me. Christ. I'm still in 2011.
I think it's 8, 9, 10.
8, 9, and 10. September 7th, 8th, and 9th.
7th, 8th, and 9th, yeah. So it's the first full weekend in September. There's no Shoud that weekend.
No Shoud, yeah. No September Shoud because we're in Vienna.
Yeah.
Following that, right after that, we're going to be going to Rust, Austria, which is about an hour outside of Vienna for the Adamus Mystery School. 5 spaces left, and they'll probably be gone early next week because there's a group from Hungary that's talking about coming in.
Well, and this Rust area, again, if you if you happen to enjoy Europe, this is a very special place. It's a very old city, and it's not even a village is really what it is.
Yeah, it's a little village.
The setting is just unbelievably beautiful. Wolfing found this location for us. I don't think we would have ever imagined it on our own. It's really going to be wonderful.
It's beautiful. Coming up in December, the 12-12-12 event with Steve and Barbara Rother. And so looking forward to that. Scottsdale, Arizona. 3.5 days of some intensity and a lot of fun.
We're also working on the details in October to go. It looks like we'll be going to Japan to do the channeling workshop. And then also to Korea to do Dreamwalker Death with Adamus.
A live Dreamwalker Death in Korea.
Yeah.
So that'll be, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Definitely south. Couldn't get the visa for the north. So pretty full schedule. And then another reminder, back on 12-12-12, there is a special website called beyondtheprophecies.com. So after that, don't want to forget that we're going to be going to Egypt in February. So take a deep breath. You know, things have really settled down there. So if you were worried about Egypt, there's no place like it on Earth.
There's no place like Egypt.
Unbelievable. Every time we've gone, it's so transformational. It's beautiful.
Well, it's such amazing, and I can say this, and I'll say it as many times as I need to. What's amazing about it is you cannot predict where you will have the most profound experience for you, but it's almost unheard of to go there and not have a profound experience somewhere on that trip. It is just, there's no place like it. It's amazing, and the energies are stunning. And it's going through a lot of evolution, so it's a great time to really be there and bring our love and celebrate what's going on there. They've been through a lot, and they're moving forward in a very, one step at a time, they're moving forward.
We've got about 45 already registered. I know it's a long way away, but if you ever thought of going to Egypt, the way to do it is a tour like this, 5-star Chambra. We have our own airplane, our own boat, so it's an amazing
thing. Fully escorted. Everything is done by appointment. It's all done within a safe space, and that's what makes it really special. We go through the trouble to stay at 5-star hotels, so you
that's
are
no trouble for me.
Well, no, I mean, you know, when you do things like that, it costs more, but it's well worth it to know that you don't have to worry about what you're eating, that you can rest and be relaxed, and a truly safe space. And there are there are a lot of Chambra that have been on that trip, even in this room. How many of you been,
to Egypt with us?
Yeah, quite a few.
I mean, just incredible.
Yeah.
Unforgettable. So that is available for sign up on the Crimson Circle website. Again, we know it's a long way away, but it's starting to fill up.
It is starting to fill up.
Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Moving on. I think it's Chambra News.
It's that time.
Why not in the news this month?
This better be good.
Really? Why?
There's pressure.
This is good. We went to France back in April. Profound, amazing tour with Chambra. It was Adamus' Mystery of Love. After a lot of work, a lot of time, we actually have the product ready. People have said that it's right up there with SES and Aspectology. But this is a personal study course. It's nothing that you have to go to a class for, listen to on your own. It's Adamus St. Germain's Mysteries of Love. It's, I think, 10 sessions. It was done along the way in Chartres and Carnac, Paris. We were on these outings, you know, with Chambra, drinking wine, having great sessions. This is one of my favorite, all-time favorites.
It is one of my all-time favorites. What I like the most about this, the theme both times was, and I don't mean to rant, but you know, sometimes organized religion makes it sound like we're really stupid and have no idea what we're doing and that only God knows love. Well, in this adventure, it is proposed to us that actually God didn't know anything about love. We created love. With all its creation, with all its issues, Nobody knew what it was before we created it. And that information is presented in such a sweet way that it totally changed my attitude one step further about love and earth and being
humans.
A human.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Adamus, we're not so bad, believe
Adamus
it or not.
Adamus proposes that love was first discovered here. It's also the reasons why the aliens keep coming and probing. They want to know where this thing, what this thing about love, because love attracts a lot of energy. And aliens like energy. So it's fascinating to listen to. It would change some belief systems and some concepts. It's available.
It's very honest, too. There's, you know, in terms of it doesn't, it looks at the whole snapshot of love and our creations with it, our problems with it, and, you know.
And I've got it right here.
There
I forgot.
You go.
Yeah. We have a CD set here, or you can get it online. You can download it. It takes a little while depending on your connection, but we do have sets available here today. Good.
By the way, there are a lot of people coming to Estes Park, and if there is some sort of special product that you would like to be able to pick up at Estes Park, because there's a lot of non-US people that don't like to have to ship products, you want to pick it up in Estes Park, you need to just send Susie. What's the matter?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, we can email Susie, and Susie.
Yeah.
Susie, we can forward that to Amir. Yeah. But if you would like any of the products, if you're coming from overseas and would like any of the products, if you let us know, we'll make sure that we have it available at Estes. Okay.
So let's take a deep breath. It's time for the Chambra launch pad.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! Here we go.
And again, amazing to see all the creations coming from all around the world in all sorts of different forms. So this month we have a very special guest, somebody that I think you all know, you all love, you all admire. So let's welcome Jeanette Crawley.
Woo! Woo! Welcome, woo! Jeanette.
Wow.
Hi.
Woo! Thank you.
So you've got a book, a new book.
And I'm dressed to match it.
Yeah, dressed to match. That's important.
And my first book, The Eagle and the Condor, you got the very first book. This one is from the second box, but it's only been out since May, so it's already inscribed
can
to Jeff and
Linda. Can you still smell the ink? Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah, you can. Amazing.
I haven't sniffed my books.
No, you have to do that. When they come from the printer, you know, you get a little high off of that.
No, there's a beauty to it.
Oh, it is. And beautiful cover, Jeanette.
Hey, and this young girl is not me. It was really nice when someone thinks the model is me. Thank you.
it's your soul.
And this whole thing started at Quantum Leap.
Yes, Tobias's departure. Or was
no.
it? Was Quantum Leap?
It went further at Tobias's departure, but I was at Quantum Leap, and I was a ways ago, and I was kind of wondering why, you know, as hard as we try, and as spiritual as we are, and as hard as we work, some things just don't work. And I was reading a book about the journey of souls. And it said, it was by Dr. Michael Newton, and I was reading it before breakfast at the Quantum Leap. And it said that sometimes our souls are not in harmony with our body. And I thought, really? How could that be? And I thought, maybe this explains something. So I'm going to see if my soul and my body are aligned. And I closed my eyes, and they weren't. And so I thought, well, I got to fix this. So I closed my eyes, and just pretending, I asked my soul and my body to get aligned. I didn't feel any different, but people at breakfast said that I looked radiant. And I go, that's a good word. So I started going around and finding victims, volunteers, and I did this thing that had no name. And people had tremendous changes when we just brought their full spirit more into their cells, into their DNA. And I asked White Eagle if I could teach it, and he goes, I don't know. Try. So I taught a few people, and they could do it too. And then I got so many emails from stories, because you talk about living your divinity.
Yeah.
And I call this the missing piece for healing and beyond, because most of us aren't here. We're separated, our spirit and our body, and we don't even know it. I had no idea. And so it's a how-to book that gives you what I learned about how to bring your spirit really permanently into your cells. And I hate those books where they tell you all about something, but in order to get it, you have to go to a seminar. Right. This book tells you everything you need to know. Everything. And then it's got stories of people who've emailed me about how having their spirit in their body made a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, and I'll just tell a quick story, because so I now teach it everywhere, and but you can learn to do it on yourself and others just by reading the book. And I have a soulbodyfusion.com website where you can watch me do a video of a soul body fusion. And honestly, I don't know how it works, but
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. People yeah. get it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we set the intention, it's like our spirit comes racing in and goes, yippee, why did you take so long? It's
yeah.
so amazing. But my story is before Christmas, this guy who was an ex-Army Ranger with post-traumatic stress, he had been a prisoner of war, and he called and he said, somebody says you can help me. I go, well, you know, if you're a prisoner of war, your soul has left your body. You know, yeah, it yeah. isn't in the building. And so this big guy comes over to my house, and he's got his Army Ranger cap, and he tells me a horrific story of mind control and abuse and everything. And I think, well, the best place to start is getting him home, because yeah. he was fractured. He wasn't there. And so I just did this little technique where I touch his hands, and it was amazing. I'm bawling because of the beauty in his face as he I can feel it, as he comes home. After that moment, this man who was debilitated from post-traumatic stress for 17 years, it's been that long he's been out of the military, he stopped having seizures. He stopped being afraid to go out in public.
Wow.
He stopped taking all these drugs that they gave him in one session. And so I usually do three. The third session, I had him come over to my house again. And it was, the first one was so moving, I had Ed, my husband, videotape it. So on YouTube, you can search Johnette Crowley,
yeah.
and you can watch me doing a soul body fusion on this soldier. And I got goosebumps. Can you feel them? And you get it while you watch him. And now he said, Johnette, it's just about love. And he's been followed by CIA or someone forever. My voice is shaking. And he wants to do this on other military people, and he's already talked to the Veterans Administration.
Wow.
So
awesome.
It's all here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for thank the quantum
you.
Leap. It you, was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, Johnette, your book is available on your website.
And here.
And here today, of course, but on your website, JohnetteCrowley.com. And
cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Artistry.
Well, no, I'm thinking back in the old days where we had the little projector sitting here in the screen, and now we're really uptown. Is it available on Amazon?
It's on Amazon,
good.
And I want to show you. It's in German. Wolfing von Rohr is my agent. Will you hold up the yellow and green one? It's in German. It's in Finnish. It's in Swedish. It's in Dutch. It's in Norwegian. And I'm forgetting one. I don't know. Oh, and it's in Polish. So you can go to soulbodyfusion.com, and we say where you can buy the book in your language. That's helpful. But we're really proud of the German one.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Really wonderful.
And Wolfing does a great job. Yeah.
Amazing.
So let's take a deep breath with Johnette.
Oh, I get to breathe.
For really moving the energies, expanding the energies of soul body fusion, and really to congratulate Johnette on her wonderful creation. And it's good to see you again also.
Thank you.
We email. We don't see each other that often. Going in different directions. You live right here in Denver. But let's take a good deep breath. Bring such wonderful energy into soul body fusion. And a big hand for Johnette.
Thank you.
You bet. And later you'll be... You'll be questions and answers with Damas. Who's coming in today?
It'll be White Eagle, but can I keep my eyes closed?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You okay. want to keep your eyes closed.
I can channel with my eyes open, but not when people are watching me.
I know. It's yeah. But absolutely, whatever is comfortable.
All right, thank you, Johnette.
All right, thank you, Johnette. Appreciate it. Okay. Oh, we're right on schedule. That's amazing. Just want to do.
You really? Wow.
Within 2 minutes. I mean, it's amazing.
You must have something weird to share with us, right? There's always one.
It's just kind of funny before we go on break. By the way, we're going to go on break, and please be back at about 5 minutes till, because we go on the air with Awakening Zone as well as our own webcast. No, actually, these are just some internet funnies. I thought ice cold ice. You know, 2 for $5. It's like, what? Bananas, long yellow things. I'd be a little suspicious if I saw that in a store. Long yellow things. Okay. Don't you think somebody would have noticed that? I mean,
it's a 99-cent store.
Open 9 days a week. I mean,
it's a 99-cent store.
Guys got
it. Get it? Ha ha ha.
No, I did not get it. Actually,
you don't shop enough. Oh!
Why not? Well, I mean. You know, we live in an age where you have to be...
Why are there batteries right below them?
She has to ask. You can tell we've been married a long time.
I like that. That's great. That's great.
I hope the parents rescue that kid soon. This says, mall maintenance shop, we can repair anything. Please knock hard on the door or the bell doesn't work. I mean, you know what it gets me? Aren't people aware? I mean,
no.
You guys got it right. Aren't it's somebody who did that sign? Did it not make sense? Mine doesn't show that half mark. I just... And this is, it says, too busy to meditate? Try the Buddha patch. Also available in capsule, gel, and suppository.
Is that funny?
I thought it was great. Jean sent that to me this morning. She's saying, I'm achieving enlightenment while I clean my toilet.
I don't get it.
This is a Dhamma summarized in a single cartoon.
But I don't get it. And what's the capsule, gel, and suppository? What?
It's the Buddha patch. It's like you don't even have to work at your enlightenment. You can clean the toilet and it's just happening. Gene, I thought it was hilarious. Say, a nicotine patch, the enlightenment patch. I mean, I've got the patents already applied for it. We're going, this is a real, huh? Somebody sent that to me. First of all, who is
that's
that?
That's real. That's what's really scary. That's a real cover of a real magazine.
A cover of a magazine. It's called Mystery. It's in Slovenia. But I saw that. It's like, oh, my God, I hope my family never sees it.
And I want to say something here, because we have the most incredible woman doing the work for us in Slovenia. I mean, she's top-notch. But when they say, you know, when you're with other people and you're in the media, you never know what they're going to do. And this is evidence.
It looks spooky.
It is scary.
Whoa, let's go on to the next one. The next one is thanking all of the Crimson Circle angels, translators, the website hosts, advanced studies teachers all over the world, the mentor teachers. Right now there's about 600 teachers worldwide, plus the staff and everybody else. They do an amazing job. How about a big hand for all of them? Woo!
And I can't help it. I need to take advantage of an advanced studies pitch here. I am not kidding you. Every time, if you're thinking that you maybe would like to take a Crimson Circle class, and if you ask Jeff and I what was the most pertinent material that you could take that will change your life, and we can see it, it's Sexual Energy School,
yeah,
SES. And I'm going to tell you honestly, and I can say it with such passion, that literally, when we do work or do other projects and people ask us questions, we can almost always tell by the way you answered the questions if you've taken the sexual energy school or not, because it so changes how you see energy, how you manage energy, and how you manage energy with other people. It is the most profound, amazing thing you can do in the shortest period of time to totally change your life. And I am not exaggerating.
And finally, I know, and finally, big hand for the crew that comes up and sets up and tears down every month.
We have the best.
High
tech.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So we're going to go on break. We've got about, looks like about 20 minutes or so, 22 minutes. There is more chocolate than I've ever seen in my life back there.
Yay.
So have fun, those of you who are tuning in online. We'll be back here in about 25 minutes.
We
Thank
start
you.
Promptly at 3:00.